speaking of basketball, today is June 19th, the birthday of Dirk Nowitzki. He turns 37 today, I believe it is.
That's right.
And we have a phone number for Dirk, so let's give Dirk a call and wish him a happy birthday.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Do you speak English?
See.
Hey, Dirk, it's the guys from the Ticket, the Musers. We're just calling to wish you a happy birthday.
Musers!
Dirk.
This is the 37th anniversary of my creation.
Right.
I was designed in a laboratory in the fatherland by a mad Bavarian scientist who wanted to create a Germanic Frankenstein to goose-step all over the American black man in the sports contest of basketball.
It pretty much worked, didn't it?
It worked better than he could have possibly imagined. I now have the strength of 10 men.
You don't feel old, do you, at 37?
Is this the human known as George?
Yes.
George, I will break you.
Yeah, you don't need to do that. I'm a big fan of yours, Dirk.
I was completely joking with that voice, gentlemen. Hello, Dirk Nowitzki here.
This is still Dirk?
Of course it is. I've lived long enough in your country to actually lose the Germanic accent.
So all these years, that's just been a put-on, huh?
Well, no, it hasn't been exactly a put-on, but I would say I have taken advantage of an educational system to get myself quite educated.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yes, Mark Cuban's been very good to me in providing the education necessary to actually become a refined human being and not that Germanic Frankenstein, as I referenced earlier.
So you're going to use this voice from now on?
Of course I am. It's my natural voice now. And I tell you, Mark is quite a pill, actually. Working for him can feel like absolute rubbish at times. Sometimes it makes me pray I'd actually get sacked as a redundancy. Of course, with the way my career's going right now, perhaps that would be a merciful killing.
It's not that bad.
I tell you, I may have fallen out of the category of productive, but I tell you, I'm quite thankful and right jolly happy that I'm not Tiger Woods. What's going on there?
Why did you adopt a British accent and not an American accent?
Because I'm so educated, the Junes.
Okay.
He's refined.
Refined, something that you may never understand.
True.
How much longer do you think you'll play?
About 2 weeks once the season starts.
Come on, don't give up on it that easy.
I tell you, my production seems to be going down, and, you know, I'm getting older now, aging, as it were. Mm-hmm. I'll be begging someone to throw me in the boot of a lorry and take me out to a wooded area and put me out of my bloody awful misery this time next year.
No, don't say that.
Quite an interesting programming note, if I may.
Okay.
I'm actually meeting with your Prime Minister, Barack Obama, later today.
President.
He wants me to teach him the one-legged fadeaway.
Oh, okay.
Which the one-legged fadeaway is kind of what I call my career now, actually. But Barack Obama, I'll do my best to teach him, but God bless the sad chap. When it comes to his basketball game, he got all of his mother's genes, actually.
I think he looks pretty good as a basketball player. As far as the
That's your
goes.
Stupid opinion.
Well,
typical
I guess so.
From American.
I'm just not.
Up against it, so cheerio, Muse. There's no two on a match. Keep on and carry on.
I can't handle that from Dirk. Well, I think he needs to go back to the German accent.
All right, that's supposedly Dirk on his 37th birthday.